This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehwash Fatima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has credited Indian youth for achieving progress in the area of science, technology and sports and called upon them to contribute in the areas of cleanliness drive, conservation of water and natural resources and gift Indian artifacts. He was speaking after inaugurating the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Youth Centre Vivek Smarak in Mysuru yesterday. The Prime Minister emphasized that Swami Vivekanand's vision was to mentor our youth and empower them to work for nation building. Mr. Modi further said the capabilities of our youth has transformed India into the second largest mobile phone market. A new strides are being made in semiconductor manufacturing, innovations and in private sector space missions. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda yesterday reviewed the preparedness for the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test for Postgraduate NEET PG 2026 to ensure the smooth, secure, transparent and technology-enabled conduct of the examination. The exam is scheduled to be held on the 30th of this month. During the meeting, the Minister assessed the preparedness of the National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, technology partners and other stakeholders involved in conducting the examination. He was briefed on examination logistics, candidate facilitation measures, the security architecture and the technology-driven interventions introduced for NEET PG 2026. Maharashtra government has initiated an inquiry into the foreign funding received by the Cockroach Janata Party and certain other organizations. Minister of State for Home Pankaj Bhoyer said the investigation is examining how the funds were utilized, while the Enforcement Directorate is also conducting a parallel probe. He added that appropriate action will be taken if the funds are found to have been used for illegal activities. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to intensify military action against Iran, warning that American strikes will continue until Tehran halts attacks on shipping and returns to negotiations. Kuwait said today that it intercepted and destroyed hostile drones targeting vital facilities, and another commercial vessel came under attack in the Strait of Hormuz. The escalating hostilities come as the U.S. State Department issued a fresh security advisory urging Americans in the West Asia to consider leaving the region or be prepared to depart if the conflict worsens. India climbed to fourth place in the Commonwealth Games medal standings in Glasgow with a total of 39 medals, including 13 gold, 17 silver and 9 bronze. The latest comes from 5,000-meter race where India's Gulveer Singh finished third. In boxing, India delivered a stellar performance, winning 7 gold medals. The latest came from Ankush Panghal, who defeated England's Dimeji Shittu 4-1 in the men's 80kg final. Earlier, Sachin Sivach won the men's 60kg gold, edging past Namibia's try-again Morning Endevelo by a 3-2 split verdict. The other Indian gold medalists were Jasmine Lemboria, Preeti Pawar, Sakshi Chaudhary, Priya Ghangas and Arundhati Chaudhary. However, Indian boxers Lovlina Borgohain and Jadumani Singh settled for silver medals. Preeti claimed the women's 54kg boxing title with a commanding 5-0 victory over Canada's Scarlett Delgado. Jasmine, the reigning world champion, secured another 5-0 win in the women's 57kg final, defeating Michaela Walsh of Northern Ireland. Sakshi then beat Ruby White of England in the women's 51kg final 5-0 to win. It was a harder final bout for Priya, who beat Mary Batul Al-Ahmadi of Canada 4-1 in a split verdict in the women's 60kg final. Arundhati Chaudhary also defeated Chantal Reid of England in the women's 70kg final. India also celebrated a historic achievement in para-athletics, with Soman Rana winning gold and Shubham Juyal taking silver in the men's shot put F57 event. This result marked India's first ever Commonwealth Games gold medal in the men's shot put F57 event and the nation's first double podium finish in the category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.